That's all
good
I got.
Good night, thank you.
Have a good one.
It's been great. We had a ball.
Everybody, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Will doesn't have a mic.
Will doesn't have a mic tonight.
Scream it out, Will. Scream it out.
Hey!
Okay, and that was Will. We are broadcasting live, of course, from the Honda Basement Studios in beautiful Fraser, Michigan.
Beautiful today for probably about a couple more hours, and then it'll snow.
Absolutely. It's absolutely gorgeous weather out, except for the wind. Very, 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 very,
it's been
very,
windy
very
all weekend.
Yes.
It has been windy all weekend.
So it's windy, so who knows if we'll have internet for, you know, the duration, but you never know.
Hopefully
might
we will.
Try. Yeah.
Well, we actually have a team of people out on the side of the house holding the cord up along with the nails that hold them into the brickwork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a team of specialists out there right now with their hands on it. Like just,
right.
You just see five guys just sitting by the wall like this.
Cord holders.
Smoking cigarettes, you know, just chilling out there because we don't want it to come down this week. It hasn't been extremely windy. I don't think it'll be too bad. But you do make an interesting point.
Yeah, this has been windy.
This has been the week of death.
The week of, yeah, well, okay, there you go.
They say it comes in threes, but I think it came in sixes this week.
No, it's Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury's in retrograde.
Okay, explain. We can hear you.
This, by the way, everybody, we'd like to welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Kelly McLeod.
Yeah, Kelly
of EnchantedSoul.com.
She's live with us. She's going to be...
She's alive.
She is one of the remaining living ones.
We finished the rest of the skin grafting on her, and now she's alive. She's here. I want to name this off, though. Of course, the biggest name right now that passed away this week was the Pope. He passed away.
John Paul II, yes.
Johnny Cochran passed away.
Okay.
We'll move
there
on.
There you go.
I don't care about that.
A much-beloved lawyer.
The much-beloved lawyer.
Okay. Who likes lawyers? I'm sorry. Okay, there you go. I'm
except
sorry.
For ours.
Our lawyer's cool.
Our lawyer's really cool.
Just like the SA lawyer.
Who? OJ loves it. Well,
OJ's
just sitting on top. He's at the coroner's office. He's so... Because what's he going to do when he murders somebody else?
Right. What's his next
people
lawyer?
People love Sam Bernstein.
I know. He wins. And then he makes those commercials.
So he passed away. Mitch Hedberg passed away also. Now, he's not as big of a name, but he's a great comedian. He was a brilliant comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I was a huge fan of him, but I did appreciate his work. He passed away. Anyway, I know there was more people that passed away this week.
Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo passed away this week. Yep. We didn't see that one coming, but she passed away this week. We'll leave that for another show because that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Another guy that passed away also was Barry Stern. Now, none of you know who Barry Stern is. None of you will know who Barry Stern is. I'm the only one down here who knows who Barry Stern is.
Okay.
Barry Stern.
You win the Barry Stern pool.
Barry Stern actually was the drummer. Drummer for a band called Zoetrope in the 80s, 85 and 87. He played two albums. And then he joined a band that I just, like, totally worship. It was a band called Trouble. More people know the band Trouble. They were from Chicago. He played two albums with Trouble. And I heard he just passed away, like, 2 days ago, which is really, really kind of bummed me out because he was a really good drummer. So that's five, right? I think there was a sixth one.
Wow.
This has just been a bad week for some reason. There's just been people dropping off like flies. Oh, also, I do have to say, this is the sixth one I was thinking about. On Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, I believe. You know, I'm working midnight, so I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah.
But I did get a phone call like at 9 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, I believe, which I got home from work at 6:30 and I was in bed by 7. So the phone, it was kind of rough. A gentleman, local guy here, actually, a man named Jason Cross, who was a singer of a band called Coil here in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, Doug Kay, the drummer, the old drummer from this band, he plays in a band called Abandon now, actually. But Doug called me Tuesday morning and told me that they found Jason passed away in his apartment, unfortunately.
Wow, no way.
real nice guy, great singer. Just an all-around cool guy. Fog, no more. That's number 7. I do have to say I send my heart out to his family. We all do here at Ghostly Talk. He was a great guy, and I just want to make sure we got that out. I think we're going to be doing a benefit show, actually, for Jason's family pretty soon with all of our bands because his family don't have a lot of money, and they need to pay for the funeral. So
mm-hmm.
That's number 6. It's just been a really bad week. don't know where all these came from.
Yeah, well, Will's calling up more and more.
We got the obituary. Well, the Foghat guitarist, I think he passed away last week, didn't he? I think Barney, what, Seinfeld father, Pat. Oh, my God, Barney Martin?
What, did you find, like, the obituary section of the internet? Is that it?
I did CNN.
Ah, CNN. It's just amazing.
It's been a very morbid week. T-shirts. Do your thing, because I can see you're moving around, you're doing your thing, and you're like, you're ready to punch me. So do your thing, Doug. We need to get this out of the way.
Okay. Well, it turns out that Ghostly Talk is indeed broadcast from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Yeah.
And we're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
During the show, we are in the chat rooms chatting. You can get to the chat rooms by going either to our website, and if you're a member, or if you're just a general internet user, you go to pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a text chat link in the control unit there,
yeah.
And that'll let you into the chat rooms. And there's a bunch of people in there already, and not as many as usual, though.
What's going on?
It'll be a slow Sunday.
Well, the weather's nice.
Weather's nice. People are out and about. Probably charging their batteries to go ghost hunting.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing they do. Our website, of course, is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm. T-shirts. There's been a few emails coming in going, we hate you guys. We want our T-shirts. They're going out this week.
Yeah, because we just got the bulk order.
We had a snafu with the manufacturer a little bit.
Yeah.
We got that all worked out, though. No problem. We have them. They're going out this week. My goal right now is to have all the first run of orders that came through, my goal is to have them all out before Wednesday.
Okay.
That's the goal, and I should be able to pull that off.
Good job.
We're going to have them out before Wednesday. So, sorry about the delay. They are going out. You will receive them very shortly.
Excellent.
That needs to happen.
Good work.
Well, you know, people are sending us money and stuff. God, you know.
I know.
Maybe we should give them a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Like we told them we would.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It's good business. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to commit fraud or anything like that. So, we will have them out this week for sure.
Is that how you do it?
What's that? Well, it's fraudulent. Hey, we're going to sell you a T-shirt for this much money. And then they send us the money, and we don't send it anything
that
to them.
That is kind of fraudulent.
That's very fraudulent.
Well, that's how you do it. Hey, you can set up at websites everywhere and do that.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. We know,
I understand.
We know of a few of them. So that's the news for this week. I wanted to make sure I got that out as far as the T-shirts went. That's going to happen. We're going to get these things out to you guys. Just give us a little bit more time. We apologize. Sorry. It took us forever to get them done.
Yes. I went ghost hunting last Sunday. Or what day did we go? Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And?
After Ghostly Talk.
And?
And something paranormal happened.
Tell us. Kelly, are you excited?
I'm not even kidding. I was not expecting it. Not one bit.
What happened?
Well, and I didn't tell you guys, because I haven't talked to anybody.
Well, that's good.
Everybody in this basement knows that I have been incommunicado for a while, but... I did go ghost hunting. Nobody knows this yet except for me and one other person on the planet.
Who was that?
The person
who was with me. What do you think, Scott?
Who was with me. and so anyway, we cruise up to, what's that one in Oxford? I don't know. Anyway, the one with the place in the back, the woods, there's like some graves like back in the woods.
Okay.
Up in Oxford, Kidder.
Will?
I don't care. It's up way up. Goodrich, okay. So we go to Goodrich, right? And this was last Sunday night after Ghostly Talk. And I think it was Sunday. Anyway, so he had just gotten a new car. So he opened up...
Car?
Okay.
Now I know who we're talking about. Go right
vehicle,
ahead.
Vehicle, yes. And,
a new tank?
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, man, you know, because we had to park, like, on an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we were on an angle. And so he opens up his door,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's go. And the door closes and shuts. And it makes a good, solid, thump, you know, the door shutting noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you know, listen to that. Look, I you know, door is heavy. I don't even have to. And he shows me one more time, and it made a good, solid door close noise. Thump.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good, solid noise. And I even commented on it. I'm like, that's a well-engineered door.
That's a hell of a door you
have
there.
Yeah, it just made the good, solid ka-chunk noise. You know, mm-hmm. It's really good noise. You know, did really well.
Yeah.
And so then we got out. We took a bunch of weird photographs on his camera, and because I didn't bring mine,
mm-hmm.
took a bunch of photographs, and some of them were there's mists and mm-hmm. weird stuff, little lights everywhere that mm-hmm. just weren't there. Very, very interesting. Then we get back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to review these photos on the back of the camera.
Okay.
It's a very expensive digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to review them. So he, you know, loads it up or whatever, yeah. and he's got a picture in the frame and stuff like that. And he's leaning over because he's going to show me this first photo.
Mm-hmm.
And a door closes behind us. Thump. And it sounded like we were going to get busted by the cops, right?
Yeah.
Even though we had not stepped foot in the cemetery. We did not go into the cemetery.
It was dark. I imagine it was dark at the time, right?
It was pitch black.
Okay.
And, well, the moon was out. So, I mean, you can see the headstones and everything like that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it was, and so I thought, oh, well, we're going to get, you know, someone's going to come up and, you know, either there'll be ghost hunters wondering what we're doing, or they're going to be the police wondering what we're doing.
Mm.
Well, we wait. Nothing. Turn around. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So you heard a door shut behind you.
Uh-huh. I mean, I expected, and both of us heard it, and I know that I personally expected...
Nobody let the door open or anything?
No, we had gotten in the car, and he physically had both hands on the camera,
mm-hmm.
and I was leaning over to look at this first picture. We
yeah.
were engaged in doing our ghost hunting activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there was no way anybody opened or closed the door.
So you're just standing there, and you hear this door open.
We were in the vehicle.
You heard it. Wait, you were in the vehicle.
We were in the vehicle.
So you heard this. Oh, you heard it outside the vehicle.
We heard it outside, like to the driver's side to the back.
And you heard a door
like somebody
shut.
Had come up and then with their lights out because we didn't see any lights,
mm-hmm.
but you know, come up and then they got out of their vehicle and they were going to come up and either bust us if they were the police or ask us what we were doing there if they were neighbors or ask us if we were ghost hunting if they were ghost hunters. You know, I was expecting somebody to come up to the car and nobody came up and we turn around. Nothing.
Well, it's an interesting idea because the first thing that I thought of, because you mentioned pretty specifically that you guys were on a pretty steep hill.
It was, well, it wasn't
not a steep hill, but you were on a hill.
It was, yeah, we were parked on an angle. The passenger side was physically lower than the driver's side. So like when,
oh, so you were like sideways then.
Right.
Okay.
On a hill. On the embankment
yeah.
or whatever. All right. Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, I mean, just a quick little idea to throw out.
But no, we were in the vehicle.
Yeah. Well, the idea I was thinking is that you're on this hill, and we've talked about stairs again, again, and we'll talk about it again. But this isn't stairs. I mean, this is a hill.
Right.
And you do expel energy going up a hill. We all know that. Some of the places we've been to trying
it's
to walk up hills.
That big a hill. I mean,
okay.
It's just an...
It isn't
you
like
know,
Mount Everest
the side
or
of
anything.
The road, yeah.
It's still lends an
but,
idea that there is that stress factor still involved.
But it was interesting because we had just... I don't think I've ever talked about a door closing before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something you talk about, you know, usually? No.
Not normally, no.
And this is the one time on a ghost hunt that we mentioned it before, you know, getting out and taking photographs.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the sound of the door closing. And then when we go to review the photographs, we're sitting in the car, and the sound
closing.
Of a door closing happens outside.
And it just sounded like that ka-chunk sound. It's like a
yeah.
new... Because, I mean, that's one thing I know the auto industry, that's one of the things they've worked on, actually, is to give these cars that ka-chunk sound.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually... I've read articles on this where they've actually done research on this, as in we gotta give him that new car sound because
mm-hmm.
you know obviously an old car it's all rusted out it's like you know ching you know all the rust falls out and car falls bumpers fly off and all that stuff, but a new car you know that sounds like junk it sounds like that,
right.
that thing is sealed
right
there's no water won't get
and
in this car
that was the sound it was that exact sound it was the same sound as we were listening to earlier only outside and behind us.
So basically the theory is that in the spirit realm, they drive new cars.
They must
drive new automobiles.
They have to.
They
either that or they...
Well, I think we're done here today. Let's just go. I think we've given our proof, and I think we can go. We can go to the National or something now. Because
I'm telling you, I heard it.
That's interesting, though. It's really interesting that I mean that sound. If it caught your ear like that, where you literally both were like, "Hey,"
it was a physical sound. I mean, I heard it. It wasn't like I felt like I heard it or anything. I actually heard it. I thought that someone was going to come up and knock on the window and.
Hey, what you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Very interesting. And you're the person that was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make the same comment? Did they both kind of go?
We both heard it.
So I'm going to have to ask this person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to him probably tonight.
So okay. Like,
hey, what happened with that door thingy? What are you talking about, Scott?
I know he'll confirm it because I heard it, he heard it. It was weird.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
So we did go
back.
So we're
off to a good start now. The summer is coming,
the
man.
The summer's started already. And
yeah, sweet. Kelly, she's been sitting here so patiently.
I know.
Would you guys
so
shut
patient.
Up?
Thank
my
you.
God. They're talking about brand new cars in the spirit world.
Hey, anything's possible.
We're able to do that in 15 minutes, you see. We can take it from, like, welcome to Ghostly Talk to... a topic such as new cars in the spirit world.
Sure.
Seamlessly, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, let's talk about new cars in the spirit world. No, we make it there. We work our way there. It's great to have you back, Kelly. It really is great to have you on this show. We had you back, we had you on, God, was it like, it was like around this time last year, I think, almost.
I think it was January.
January? So, I know it was early last year. What is new? This is probably one of the, I mean, for those of you who haven't listened to the archive, because it's on the site, you can download it anytime you want, this is probably one of the hardest working people we know, as far as people in the paranormal community.
Asking her what's new is like, okay, where do we start? I mean, she's been doing so.
A whole show on there.
I know, she's been doing so much. So.
Well, we just... videotaped our first commercial last week.
And that's for Enchanted Soul?
Yes, okay. For the store and for abilities, that type of thing.
Well, pimp it, man. Pimp it. Just pimp the hell out of that thing.
Well, it's in the process of being edited right now.
Mm-hmm.
We should see it this week. And, of course, we have to buy late-night airtime, which for those of you that are nighttime people, it's good.
I'll see it.
It'll be on from 1 to 5 in the morning. And again, it's just one of those things that we have to work our way up because airtime is very expensive. And so we can get away with a weekend, late night, it'll be on Fox 2.
So the Super Bowl is out of the question right now, huh?
No. That's not happening.
Not gonna happen.
However, if we go into the big long-term goal, we actually are looking at one day getting on during the show medium.
Mm.
But right now it's a little bit out of our pocketbook range that... airtime is between $3,000 and $4,000 per 1 30-second shot.
Is that one? Is that just one 30-second? That's
one
it.
30-second.
You don't get have a package deal or anything like that.
No.
Jeez, old Pete.
And those people are paying what, those half hour commercials.
The infomercials.
Like, the infomercials and like who was the?
That's the reason you never see them during during prime time.
Right.
My God.
Well, and you not only that, but I mean, who is actually going to sit during prime time? For a half an hour and watch.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to sell you a Kirby or something.
Well, I mean, but they had the Dionne Warwick and her Psychic Fiends Network.
Psychic Fiends Network?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was my big thing. I told our media guy, I said, look, this can't look like Miss Cleo. If it looks like Miss Cleo, I'm not paying for it. So
I couldn't see you doing that, though, Kelly.
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you a future, man.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Nope.
Oh, we've had enough of those people. Last weekend. That's how things kind of turn out. Last Friday was the full moon on Good Friday. That started things out. You know, you always have that 3 days prior, 3 days after.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the lingering effects. Plus, this week, Mercury went into retrograde. So it's like swimming uphill.
Well, explain that, because you mentioned that a few minutes ago. What's the deal with this?
Well, the effects, I mean, it hits in different times. From my astrology friends, from what I understand, is the full moon was in Libra, which Libra is the scales. I don't do astrology very much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a full moon in Libra, that means that the scales are going to be very off balance, which causes people to really act whacked out.
Okay.
And it was very evident last weekend during, I was at a holistic festival, and people were just, they were very confrontational.
Really?
It didn't matter what I said. It was, every answer was no. So
wow.
I actually had people that I said, you know, we're cutting this right now. I'm not charging you. Get up. Go. I'm not dealing with it. And one lady literally wanted to chase her down and pluck her eyeballs out. It was just,
wow.
It was bad. And but then I watched her go from me to another psychic to another psychic. Well, by the time that, she had racked up 20 minutes between all of us.
And it was all
and free. It was free.
It was all free.
Yeah.
You know what? We've talked about this, I mean, numerous times at dinner or whatever, and this is one of your, you know, I don't want to, like, well, you gripe about it every once in a while, but you talk about these people that do that sometimes. Like, they'll come there, and they'll just, like, they'll break your chops to the end, to the point where you do something like that. Like, look, okay, I feel bad to charge you money, because it don't seem like I'm giving you anything to work with here, or I'm helping you at all, so why don't you just, like, go float away, all right? Just don't. I'm not going to charge
right.
you. It's cool. And then you see.
And then she confirmed everything afterwards. But
okay.
The problem is that she only wanted. She saw it from her point and her point only.
Well, that's got to be a problem with that.
And so it's like, you know what? Because that leaves you the people that my biggest problem is the people that either somebody's pushing them to get a reading. If you're not in it for yourself, don't. Do it.
Stop. Hang on. That really hurt.
I heard that. That
probably was, that went through the mics.
I heard it in the headphones.
What is with you today, Bonnie?
She's
touched
expert.
Me three times today, and she damn near gave me a heart attack on that one.
I heard
clear!
That.
Clear!
If your heart stops, you just get Bonnie
I'm sorry,
over.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I just wanted some coffee. I didn't need a restart. Sorry, Kelly.
No, that's fine. So that's like I try to tell people, if you're not coming out of your own free will,
yeah.
or if you're coming to prove the psychic wrong, don't waste your time.
What's the negative vibe?
Don't waste your money, and don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Because if somebody comes only wanting to hear one thing only, you're really actually stopping the flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially when I'm doing, like, the gallery sessions, you're coming to hear from Uncle George, and that's it. Don't waste your time. Because you're not open to anything else that's coming on.
Well, we had a sit-down one time.
Hmm?
And to be quite honest, I didn't come in there expecting anything.
Right.
I said, I'm just going to come here and sit down and talk with you about this and see where it goes. I wasn't coming there because I had some yearning to talk to an ex-lover or talk to
right.
an, you know, a dead relative or anything like that. I just said, you know, all right, let's just jam here and see what's happening. And I got a lot out of that. I didn't come there going, you need to contact my, you know, my grandfather, because I need to know where that money's buried at.
I had one of those this weekend. She came and she literally told me she's got one question and one question only.
Yeah.
And if I could tell her what it was, then I'm okay. And
wow.
I told her, even if I can't, I'm not a mind reader, and even if I can't tell you, guess what, I'm still okay.
Well, I think people, and that's something that I've noticed, is they, you know, people in your field, in your study, in your passion, what you do, they tend to get put on the spot a lot like that, where it's like, well, you know everything. You're supposed to know everything.
Right.
I want you to tell me everything. And it isn't quite the case. We've talked to a lot of people on the show, especially Vance. Vance is one of those people that he's very down to earth like you, where he says, okay, look, I'm a remote viewer. This is what I do, but it's still new ground we're treading on here. I'm still new at this stuff. I've only been doing it for about 5 years. And you have bad days, for one thing. And I'm not going to know everything. We're talking about impressions here. We're not talking about vivid, three-dimensional character pictures here that I can describe every nook and cranny about. We're talking about things that sometimes you have a bad day, more or less. And, I mean, that's unfortunately, I'm sure that's what you have to deal with.
And
it's psychic functioning.
And it's
thing.
Also interpretation, because what people don't realize is that, like, we're sitting here talking, we have actual words coming out.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with somebody who's in, you know, in spirit, they deal with feelings. They communicate by feelings, and then you have to put it together with pictures, and you have to interpret that.
Yeah.
And so how I interpret it might not be the same way it applies to your life.
Absolutely.
I can only do so much from my end, and then you have to do, see how it fits in. It's like puzzle pieces.
Well, that's really interesting because we both, I know myself and you, for example, we both have, we're different people. We're very different people. I'm sure you have an outlook, you know, in one direction where I know I have an outlook in another direction. We're both different. In that, well, you're a female and I'm a male. That's a big difference right there. We both know that. But I'm sure that you would, if you were to see something from me, you might obviously interpret it one way, whereas I might know that feeling.
Right.
Where I might be like, well, this is more accurate to me, I think. But you're just going to look at it from the way, hey, look, this is what I see according to my raising, things, my past experiences, things that I've learned from the past, this is what this means.
Right.
Where it might be totally different. And I know some people might be like, well, what the hell is this, man? I paid money for this? Jeez. Well, that's the bottom line right there. Look, I see things the way I see them. I'm a human being, and I can only interpret it as far as I know or how I perceive things. And that's what, that whole thing right there, is that must make the job kind of hard sometimes.
Well, it is, because if I were to tell you, you know, look at this rolling pin. Well, if you've never seen a rolling pin, you don't know what a rolling pin is.
Yeah. Well, you see a rolling pin probably, and you're like, well, that you use that to flatten out dough to make pizza and cookies. I see that as something to beat the crap out of somebody.
Well, fortunately, though, the vast majority of readings aren't that difficult. I mean, they're difficult, yes, but I don't mean difficult. I mean, the vast majority of readings, you've got people coming to you who want to hear from beyond.
Yes.
And they get the messages that mean something to them.
Right.
Some messages they won't know.
Or they come for the guidance.
Right.
And so by coming from, by, you know, with free will, then yes, I would say 99.9% walk away going, okay, I understand.
Right. Or I have a couple things to check out, but man, I really think that she knew things that...
Well, 99% of these people that are coming because they have an open mind in the first place.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
This is not the easiest. This takes a lot of courage to come and do something like this.
So just this past,
right there.
Just this past week, with the high concentration of, you know, negativity and bad things happening, may have made it quite a difficult.
Do you think it might have? Well, I'm sure this, like anything, I always try to equate it and try to make it all work together in a nice little picture. You know, it all makes sense to me now, right?
Yep.
Do you think it may have been as a result of all these deaths this week? Because we spent the first 10 minutes of the show talking about all the people that seem to be kicking off, you know, personally, you know, people we know directly, or people that in the media. Do you think that might have something to do with all this?
It could be. But I believe most of it has to do with planetary position, you know, because, like you said, full moon, your body is mostly made up of water, and the moon controls the tide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, like Mercury being in retrograde, that's like a fish swimming up water, upstream.
Okay.
Everything, it seems that you have to do twice as much work in order, like you're running in circles. So,
okay.
You're working yourself to death and getting nowhere.
Yes.
So you just have to, like, call it a day and don't answer your phone and don't go outside.
Yeah, Doug's got that one figured.
I'm getting so lambasted.
Somebody give Bonnie a mic.
And it is yeah. My fault.
Well, that's the one thing that I've had a lot of contact with, that we all have down here, especially with you, and that's the one thing I see. I mean, but that is the positive side to it. I'm not trying to make this into some big negative thing. You make a great point, though, Doug. I mean, and that's what I deducted from that was, well, yeah, 99% of the people that come to these things, they're coming because they have a very open mind.
Right.
You know,
and they're
willing to listen and go, okay, what does this mean to me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I find that it's the people that are willing, that have the open mind and value the information. If you're willing to pay, that's one of my biggest gripes, because I just did an event for a very large company.
Mm-hmm.
The corporation paid for it.
Wow.
And they paid well, but the people came in like I was a crackhead.
This was work related.
It was. I was paid to be, I don't want to say entertainment, and that's why I will never do, why I probably would reconsider doing a corporate event again, because if the people aren't investing their own money, they don't value the information.
Yeah.
That's a huge...
And if they look at it as entertainment.
Yes.
If you look at it as entertainment instead of like either education or personal fulfillment.
Yeah. You throw that word on there, it's going to take... anything that you could, you know, anything to think about and really deal with, it's out the door.
You're not. It's the wrong mindset again. Yeah. You're just all of a sudden.
And if it's a corporate event too, I know
most people don't want to be there anyway.
Yeah. That and Doug, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. I know we've done exercises where I work. Icebreakers, right? Icebreakers, where it's like, okay, we want you to get up in front of and go to somebody you don't know and shake their hand and say, hi, I'm Scott L. And, of course, you know, we're all there because we need to be because we get money for that. And we're like, you know.
It's so not happening.
You go up to that person and go, look, man, you know, I'm doing this because I have to. And I can really give a damn about you or what you do or your role in this company. But I'm going to shake your hand and smile, and I'm going to go back there and start and do play tic-tac-toe with my buddy like I was doing before. So that mindset right there, it applies to the same thing. Because you have, I'm sure, okay, let's say you're entertainment, but, I mean, I know I don't want to get into details of this because it is private. There may be some type of thing that somebody upstairs is thinking, well, maybe we should try, the military did it, for God's sakes. Why not?
Right.
Why not? Let's give us, try to give ourselves an edge. And if people smell that, they're going to go, oh, God.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was strictly for entertainment purpose, and, you know, but the people came in being, not only were they hostile when they could only spend a couple minutes, there was 700 people there.
Oh, God.
700?
Oh, no, wait, I rephrase it. It was 500 people there.
Still?
You know, and then when it was time to, like, go home, and I'm packing up after being there, they're like, they were mad. I mean, they were, like, ready to, like, throw me down. And I'm like, I'm going home now.
Like the pitchforks,
you know?
And the fire and stuff. They're getting rid of mobbia in the boardroom. Jeez.
It was comical. That made me change my mind about doing huge corporate events.
Well, I'm sure the money's there, but I mean, we all take this kind of abuse. I know all of us in this room have taken that. Even from, yes, I do an internet paranormal talk show. So have you seen a ghost? I mean, we hear that on a daily basis. You know, and some people are generally interested.
Right.
As the same people you come in contact with. But you do get those few people that grind your nerves a little bit and going, oh, so, you know, you see dead people. I saw that movie. you got to deal with all this stupid, you know, just complete idiocy instead of somebody going, oh, wait, that's interesting, you know?
Again, I think that's rare. That's getting rarer and rarer.
But we all know that.
I mean, happened at first.
Well, you can do a million good things in life, but you only do one bad thing in life, and that's what you'll be known for. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I know, as far as the mocking issue, I guess, you know, sometimes people mock you. And if you got to deal with 500 people that work for a company,
yeah.
I'm sure, like I said, the money's probably there. If you're willing to put up with that, hey, more power to you. You'll get rich quick, probably. But who wants to put up with that kind of abuse all the time? That's, I know I couldn't.
Yeah,
do it.
I did it once and I decided I wouldn't do it again. Yeah, I don't care how much you're paying me. It's just, there's no personal satisfaction there. Because the people, I want my business to be where it's helping as many people as possible. I want to see a difference in somebody that, you know, they come in, you know, they look like they've lost their best friend or they look like they're just lost and wandering.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that I've been able to help make a difference in their life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't always want to hear that. So, am I going to get a new boyfriend?
Oh, God.
You know, I mean,
you got bigger fish to fry, okay? Listen.
Yeah. You know, somebody who just got hired by the company, when am I going to get a raise? How about if you be there for 90 days?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know? See, a lot of people, they want you to literally read the future. And it's like, look, this is my opinion. You dictate your own future. I mean, you want a raise? Well, you need to break your back.
Yep.
Work hard. Do the proper amount of, you know, do what you got to do to get yourself in there, and then you get your raise, all right? I don't want to go too far by saying that. You cannot read the future. You can't tell people, this is what's going to happen to you
in 90 days. There's the law of free will. I mean, and I'm working with a higher source. I'm a very higher being, God-based person, and like I tell people, I'm only going to get to know what you should know. I'm not going to be given information to where you could take that, manipulate it, and totally change your life and miss out on the lessons you're supposed to learn.
Exactly.
You know, but there's the law of free will. You don't like what I have to say, then do with it whatever you want.
Yeah. Take it for what you need to take and then work with that. If you were to go and tell somebody literally, okay, this is what's going to happen to you next week. Just the idea of this alone, and we've talked about this before.
And there's been movies about that kind of thing. Like, are you going to then subconsciously make it happen, or are you going to consciously and subconsciously make sure it doesn't happen?
Right.
And, you know, can you change it? You know, there's entire, you know, movie plots that are...
Books, everything written out.
Books,
just that idea alone.
Because that is a really, really intriguing idea and something really interesting to wrap your mind around.
And I don't know how anybody could do that. Well, listen, this is what's going to happen to you next week.
But there's some really gullible people out there that they hang on every single word on what a psychic or a medium says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's...
And that's the opposite of what I think how the information should be used.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole even ghostly talk, you know, we want to present information to folks and have people think,
right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. It's a tool. Use
right.
it as a tool.
Yeah.
And however you need to have it apply to your life, it's one of the new services that I started offering.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called a spiritual tune-up, and with that, because I get really tired of hearing. People come in and say, oh, well, I saw the psychic, and I have this terrible, all this negative aura, black aura around me, but for four and five and, you know, six and sometimes thousands of dollars, they're going to fix it. The thing is, we can't fix anything. We can help you. We can give you the tools, but I can't fix you.
Mm-hmm. You can do that on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. But you just have to have the knowledge. So one of the programs that I had come in and had started with the spiritual tune-up is to do a psychic evaluation, see where what they call etheric cords, basically it's how people are tied to you
mm-hmm.
energetically, how they're sucking your energy,
mm-hmm.
Going through and helping them cut those cords, get rid of the negative energy source,
mm-hmm.
but telling them how they have to do it, then using the walking them through a method to cleanse the aura,
mm-hmm.
to heal it, to seal it up, you know, because if you have, if every time you go through a negative experience, which you will do that 100 million more times before you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one person can't fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go through a negative experience or walk into negative energy, there's a tear or a rip or a hole that's left in your aura.
Mm-hmm.
And negative energy grows. It's like mold growing in the grout or
mm-hmm.
your tub. So going through and helping them to seal the aura mm-hmm. to prevent it from happening, helping them to rebalance and align the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole session is recorded on cassette for them so they can take it home and they can keep doing it from there on out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to cost you hundreds of dollars. You know, it's going to take part of your time, some of your money, but now you're left with the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can do it for yourself, and then you don't have to hear how negative and black your aura is and how for thousands of dollars you can be fixed. We can't fix you.
That ties right in with that saying, and I know it's cliche, but, you know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Give a man a fishing pole, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same exact thing. You're not just going to go, well, look, we're going to fix you today. For only $2,000, we're going to fix you for good. And, yeah, I might... It's like you go to as a child, I know this. I go to the barber shop and get that cool spiky haircut with the mullet going down the back, right? And it would look really good that day.
Right.
And then I get the next day to go to school, and I just couldn't get it to look the same way.
Nope.
It just didn't work. It just never seemed to work. Same thing applies here. There are people, I know, that do that. Well, we'll fix you. You'll walk out of there going, I'm ready to take life on by the shoulders.
Because power of suggestion.
Exactly.
Because I've told you you're fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have told you
yeah.
that you're fixed. So, and then that with much lighter pocketbook, we've done fixed your bank account too. but that's one of the new things. Also, past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offering past life regression and Akashic record review,
mm-hmm.
which people know what past life regression is,
mm-hmm.
and allowing you to go into a past life and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Akashic record, your soul has its own, like a book of knowledge. Of what the path is, what you've been born to do, the mission, the journey, everything is stored in there. And allowing people to go back to that place to review
mm-hmm.
exactly what is your purpose. Why are you here? What are you here for? So those are some new things that's going on with...
And you're able to discover these things, such as, you know, what is your purpose here? What are you here to do?
You are able to.
You're
I'm
able
to,
to. I'm
take
sorry,
you through
I
the process.
Okay.
I'm a certified hypnotherapist, so I'm able to get you to a deep enough level.
Mm-hmm.
Again, same thing. I can't hypnotize you if you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, people that do undergo this type of a service mm-hmm. is somebody who is inquisitive. They are interested, and they want to find out those same things. Who am I? What am I here for? What's my soul's purpose?
And that's really cool, but I thought part of the challenge, I mean, this is just, you know, thinking about this, going, okay. I often think about this, like, every 2 minutes or so. What's my purpose here, right? Like, what am I doing here? Uh-oh. Is there a call coming in?
Yeah, we have a phone call.
We didn't even say you could call yet. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
We might as well take it.
All right.
Let's try this.
Hold on for one moment, okay?
Hello, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Go ahead.
And who do we have on the phone right now?
This is Shaken.
Hello, Shaken. How you doing?
Okay.
Thank you for the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is this Will?
This is Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott.
How you doing?
Okay. Is it too early to call for Kelly?
Oh, it's never too early to call. You can call
never
anytime you
early.
Want.
You can call anytime.
You can call anytime.
Shaken.
Yeah, you've fed us. So
this is a very active, you know, Ghostly Talk listener
yeah.
who sent up those fantastic treats for us. Mm-hmm. Remember the Halloween
yeah,
and then...
you missed Easter. We were going to do it Easter. And we said, now you got the break.
You
know, my computer crashed on me, and I have a new hard drive in here, and everything's wiped clean.
Oh, man.
Well, we figured we hadn't heard from you.
I can't hear you guys yet.
Well, we hadn't heard from you in a while. We figured, you know, Easter's coming, so they're probably buried in work right now.
No, I've been in the hospital like 5 times.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and
wow.
One time I almost died. I almost was one of your hauntings.
Oh, man. Now that...
Sorry, I'll email it to you. It
definitely. Right. Please do that. Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, I was just saying, meanwhile, you're talking also to Kelly. You're talking to all of us that are here. So we're all here. So you don't want to give too much of things away, you know.
don't do that.
Yeah.
Did you want to speak to Kelly?
Yes, please.
Hi, Shaken. How are you?
Hey, Kelly. Long time no see. I just want to know two things.
Sure.
About the health of myself, my mother, and my husband and I's new adventure. That's it.
Okay.
When I start
tuning into your health, when I'm scanning the energy field and the aura, I'm not sure if you've recently had some problems with your heart, but I'm seeing either some extra fluid that's around the heart. And again, I do have to remind people, I am not a doctor, so technically I cannot analyze and diagnose. This is just what I'm picking up and I'm sensing. But I'm sensing some issues that's going on either with some extra fluid around your heart or something that's going on with that. Have you been recently having some problems?
Uh-huh. Sure have, breathing.
Okay, because it seems like there's a lot of wateriness or that there's either some congestion that's going on there, and I'm feeling that the heart is actually, it's either not pumping it correctly or that it's having to overwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Overworking.
Okay, and I'm not sure if you've actually have seen the doctor about that or that there's new medication that's available for you, but it seems like you also need to get a second opinion because it seems that somebody is not possibly doing what's right and analyzing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would check with somebody else as well, not to say your doctor's not doing what's right, but there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion.
Nothing at all.
Okay. And what was your other question?
No, I mean, I know everybody's waiting to get on.
No, it's okay.
My mother, too. And then my husband and I are getting into something new, and I just want to see how it's going to be.
Okay, let's go into your mom real quick. Now, is this what's going on with her health?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When I start tuning into your mom's health and health issues, is your mom either hard of hearing or something that's going on with her sinuses, her ears, and something in the glands?
Well, yes, one of her ears is closed up or something.
Okay, because I'm getting a lot of that there's a problem, hard of hearing, or something that's going on with the ears and the glands there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also getting some issues with her lungs, like a respiratory infection.
Oh, my God, you're just so good. Yes.
Thank you. I'm just the middleman. It's just what Spirit's showing me and helping me to tune into here. But it seems like there's a bug or there's a parasite that's going on in the lungs. And you know what? Unfortunately, it's something that's just going to have to kind of take its toll and you know, go through the motion of working it out. Now, she currently is taking medication for this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell her, you know, you can't run before you can walk. So it's going to have to run its course, and the medication is going to have to kind of take its, you know, the priority and actually work through it, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, when I go into the energy of what's going on, the new adventure, when you very first called, it was interesting because I'm seeing a lot of new possibilities and now a lot of new openings for you. That was the very first and foremost information that was coming in. But I do have to caution you, there's something that's going on either with the financial end or that you are going to have to look into the legal aspect of things. Do your homework. I feel that this could be a very lucrative, I don't know what you're doing, but it could be a very lucrative opportunity for you guys. I feel that it's going to bring your relationship back together and kind of make it a little bit more solid, cemented. Not to say there's a huge issue with the relationship, but you're going to become a team and a partner. But there's going to be either something that's going on in the financial area or that you need to look, I'm seeing like contracts, you either need to look at things from a legal standpoint or look at things like contract-wise to make sure that you're protected.
Yes, yes. Well, that's it. And before I hang up, so everybody knows,
yes.
with my mother, her hearing has been going lately because of a respiratory infection she has. She's had bronchitis real bad.
Yeah.
As far as my heart, I just got out of the hospital and had a heart cath done. My blood pressure was real high and stuff like that. But they said there's just a little bit of plaque in my heart, but that was it. But I'm still going to get a second opinion because that's what Kelly said, and I'm going to do it. But they checked it. They said I'm fine. I'm just overweight, and I need to lose it.
Well, Shaken, we send you the greatest vibes from Detroit here, okay?
Well, I almost became one of your haunting.
We don't want that.
And then the last thing, too, my husband and I are in that Carlton Sheets real estate thing.
Good luck.
And that's scary.
Oh, there's that whole contract thing.
Last time I talked to you, I told you about a camera. Or, you know, you told me, you said, you're making money with a camera. That's all I see. Because you said the chocolates would never make money. Well, they have not made no money.
Well, because you keep giving it to us all the time, Shaken.
Listen, it's just like Kelly said, and that's why I'm telling you people, listen to me, she's good. She said, I would never make money at chocolate, and all the advertising you gave me and everything else, I think I sold one or two things on eBay.
But you know what, though? You learn from that, though.
Do you know, and I don't know why, because I'm telling you, we were beneficiaries of her chocolate.
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant.
And it was phenomenal. You're very talented.
I've gotten good feedback, but my camera, I take pictures of my eBay, so I make money there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about big money. Now, with this real estate, I'm going to have my camera. So, see, Kelly is on the ball.
Yeah.
So, anybody who's listening, the woman is good. And
well,
if I
thank
could get
you.
On my knees and kiss her feet, I would, but I would never get up again.
Well, thank you, Shaken. We always love to hear from you.
Let me go, because I know... Ray
Malk
was trying to call in.
Awesome.
Thanks,
awesome.
Kelly.
Say hi to your family. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Now, this Shaken, for people that don't know,
thank you.
She sent us so much chocolate.
Well, she was doing the chocolate. You know
they're on the website. There's those ones with the goofy pictures of the big, massive Chocoholic Heaven. It's up on our site. There's some pictures in our picture section. You'll see that has us standing with this big gigantic chocolate haunted house.
Right.
And I mean, that thing was pretty brutal trying to get through a show with that thing. Between the chain smoking.
On it the entire time. Yeah, it was that when there was an aura of smoke in this room. Yeah.
Isn't it nicer down here, Kelly?
Isn't it much
it's
different?
Great.
I mean, even if we'll be able to do it again down here, I don't even know if we're going to go back to it because I feel more. I mean, the last few weeks we've been doing this, I feel a little bit more energized down here because we don't, you know.
Do you want to see who's on the phone?
Oh, we got another call? Yeah, drop it in.
See who we've got.
We don't have an operator just yet. We're working on that, guys.
Okay.
Let's try this again.
Yeah,
you're on Ghostly
Talk.
Hey, all. Hey, this is Elmo, also known as 8-Bit on the IRC.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, 8-Bit.
You have the coolest
name.
You have the coolest screen name. I don't know if you own that name, like, legally or not, but I want to start a rock band with that name called 8-Bit. I think that'd be the coolest name for a band. I'll check with you before I do it, all right?
I got that from all the vintage 80s computers I collect.
Totally.
Yeah, Atari, exactly.
Commodores.
Yeah, all Atari games were 8-bit games, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I got a call for Kelly here.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Yes, you're speaking with Kelly as well. So
hi, 8-bit.
Okay. Hey.
Start right in.
Anyway, I'm trying to be cheerful, but I've had a lot of negativity this past couple of weeks.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
there
was
something going on.
That does not surprise me whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
That's just what's going on in the world. So I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's kind of weird talking on my phone because it's one of those digital phones. It's like talking on a walkie-talkie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's make it more home for you. Breaker. This is 2-5-9.
Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, as long as I don't talk, I can hear y'all fine.
Okay.
But
okay.
Anyway, I've had a lot of negativity the past couple of weeks, and I'm not sure where. I've never called a psychic before, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, what I like to walk people through first and foremost is I try to talk to people about shielding with white light. Whoever
right,
is your
right.
highest being, highest source, you know, asking that person or that entity to put a shield of white light around you, because the white light actually acts like a filter. So it's almost like having a big thick cotton filter around you.
Uh-huh.
And what you're doing is asking for that white light to be put around you. Anything coming into you or from you turns into or transmutes into unconditional love. So what I tell people to do, before you even get out of bed in the morning, ask your highest source, you know, surround me with white light, being unconditional love, unconditional positive energy. So you've got that sense of protection, knowing that whatever you encounter is going to be transmuted. And I know a lot of people think that's it's really silly, but let me tell you, I used to work in, you know, for one of the big three in the factory. And I had
uh-huh.
to deal with people, mostly, you know, really angry people every day. And it seems like those people that just wanted to kind of rain on your parade, it helped, it would turn them away. You know, the people that are negative, for some reason, it just seems that they just decide to walk away from you. So, you know, number one, it's changing your thinking into from the negative to the positive. Make your decision
uh-huh.
today that you're just not going to accept anything that's negative, period. No
okay.
negative people, you know, and also you have to kind of reanalyze. If there's people or situations that's drawing your energy, you know, you can limit yourself as to how much time you spend with them and how they affect you, you know.
Okay, what if one of those people is someone who I'm living with at the moment?
You have to make up that your decision at that time. Number one, you start doing the shielding with the white energy or the white
right.
light. Also, envision them standing in front of you, that the white
right.
light is coming directly from your heart and is surrounding them. So what you're doing is you're sending out positive, loving energy towards that person. At the same time, you're saying, I'm not going to accept any of your negativity in return.
Very cool.
Okay. And make
uh-huh.
again, you're making your decision. You can love that person all you want, but you don't have to be a card in their game. You don't have to
uh-huh.
allow that to affect you.
Right. Okay, and I also lost a very close family member last week. Can you pick up anything on that?
The first and foremost, the person that I've got connecting is an older gentleman. And again, this might not be your person in particular. This might be just the person that's coming through. And I do have to remind people that sometimes if the passing is too new or it's too fresh, somebody else will come in first to help buffer the way for that. Okay?
Okay.
I've got an elderly gentleman that's coming in. He gives me the feeling of being either a father or a grandfather. He gives
exactly, my father.
Okay. He's given me a February connection, which could be a birthday, anniversary, passing, or something significant to
yep.
you. Okay.
February 8th, my birthday.
Okay. He's showing me his lungs. He's giving me his heart. He gives me a whole upper chest area as if the heart
yep.
was going.
Emphysema.
Okay.
Emphysema, yep. Did you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Let me just go in. Let me just get... He's also showing me a pocket watch. Okay.
Yep, my grandfather's pocket watch. I have it.
Okay. And when I asked your dad about his connection to you and what he wants to share with you today, he keeps showing me this beautiful scenic mountain, the sunset, and he's talking about there's no mountain. It's like the song that's playing. There's no mountain that's too high.
Okay. Yeah, he passed away in Austin, and there are a lot of mountains out there.
But this is a personal message to you, because what he's sharing here with me, and again, I don't like to interpret the message, but I know that this, he's showing me this could be also where he lives, but at the same time, he talks about no mountain too high. There's no mountain that's too high to scale, and it seems that what he's trying to talk about here is that you have there's a lot of things that you have been doing, or there's a lot of things that you've been going through, but there's no mountain that's too high, that you can make it. It's not out of your reach. And he wants to share that with you, that you have to reach higher. You've got to overcome the odds, and you can't say, you know, I can never make it. Does that make sense
Whoa.
To you?
Yeah, I'm blown away. Wow.
So
you're
just,
good.
I'm just doing my job. It's not me.
Right.
He came in immediately, and he makes me feel that you needed to hear this, because he also makes me feel real quick that you didn't have the communication with him that you really needed before he had passed. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Okay, because he's given me a very heartfelt feeling here, as if there was a lot of things left unsaid, and that he had really wished that you had both. It's not even on your part. It's not on his part. It's on both of your parts. And it's kind of like that manly feeling. There's a lot of unsaid things. You know it's there. You just didn't get to the point to actually say it.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that you needed to hear that and to stop thinking you can't reach the top of the mountain.
Wow.
Okay.
And Elmo, this is from a non-psychic point of view. I'll just tell you, because just to help you out some more, I think I might be able to do something here. I don't know, Kelly. You tell me.
You can.
My father just was put in the hospital a couple weeks ago also. I haven't really said too much about it, but he actually had heart problems too.
Wow.
We were very lucky that it wasn't as serious as it could have been. But I tell you right now, it makes you think about, and this goes to anybody that goes through this, because me and my father, it sounds like we had a very similar relationship that you and your father had, that where the vibe's there, but you've all
right.
seen me and you see my father, and we're one of a kind. We look exactly alike. We act exactly
right.
alike too. And we love the hell out of each other, but we don't always know how to express it to one another. And to go through something like I did with my father and the rest of my family, now we both seem to have learned it instantaneously overnight. And it's helped us both out a lot. So I do kind of feel what you're going through right now. Unfortunately, I'm a little more lucky, though. I still have my father to come to. So hopefully that'll help you out a little bit, you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And you know, don't waste a minute. Tell them what you feel about him.
That's the biggest thing that I like to try to tell people, especially when they come to like a gallery session or to connect with somebody who's passed, is don't wait. You know, make sure you tell your people today how much you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't see eye to eye with them, call them and just say, hey, I was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if something should happen and they do pass, you know, the next day, everybody always kicks themselves in the pants and say, if only I had. Don't ever let it get to that point.
Right, absolutely. I'm going to go sit in a corner and cry.
Oh, no.
Don't
no.
do that.
Don't cry.
It's a good
kidding.
Thing. You have to remember, it's a good thing. And that's, you know, it's the one thing that is a wonderful gift. And like I said, I work for Spirit. I don't work for people. Not Spirit Airlines either. My first loyalty is to the spirit world. And and that's the thing, is that because we're here as humans and we can communicate still, they're gone and they need somebody that actually can communicate for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? It's a good thing. And just take what your dad said and just kind of file it away in the most precious place and just be able to refer back to that.
Oh, I will. I will. Believe me. And thank you so much. You know,
thanks for listening, Elmo. Thanks a lot
thank
for listening.
You.
Yeah. Thanks,
okay.
Elmo.
We'll talk to you soon.
Back to the IRC. I'll see y'all later.
See you in the chat room. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and it kind of grabbed me by the horns a little bit too, because I know exactly what this gentleman's going through right now. And I'm, like I said, fortunately, I'm a lot luckier that I didn't lose my dad, and as a result, that's why, you know, I was gone for that couple weeks back, because it was like,
right,
you know, it was a mess, right? But that's the one thing I came out of that learning right there was like, okay, look, man, you know, me and my, I've told you guys this before, like, I have to call my mother every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. It's not that I don't mean like, well, God, I got to call mom. I mean, I have to. I feel obliged to do that to my mom to let her know, hey, mom, I'm still alive. I'm not on drugs.
Don't worry about
tattoos.
Me.
I'm wearing clean underwear. I'm fine, right? Just to let her know. Just to let her hear my voice and go, this is what I'm doing. This is what's up. 30-year-old man doing this. Great. My dad, on the other hand, it's always been like, oh, yeah, tell dad I said hi. And there's been sometimes where I didn't even say that. Like, yeah, you know, hey, mom, okay, I'll talk to you later. Love you. Good night. Bye. Now I feel, like I said, this isn't a thing that I have to do, I don't think. It's just something that I want to do where, you know what, this guy, well, my dad's also, this is the running joke, if you ask my sister, too, that he's turned into the Buddha now. He's turned into Zen. He had heart problems.
Right.
So the doctor, the first thing he says is, hey, man, you need to chill out.
Yep.
And anybody who knows my father knows that he's like probably the most nightmarish person to drive with on the planet because he says some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Another phone call's coming in.
Yes, I know that.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
It's very cool to hear that. Frank's Fried Chicken, how can I help you?
Let's see. Let me place an order. Hi, you guys.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Felicia. This is Gray Malkin.
Gray Malkin from the website, from the yes. Yeah. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you tonight? I haven't been able to listen tonight because I can't get my player to work. Usually I'm an archive listener. I'm one of those.
Most folks, as
a
matter of fact,
ominous archive people.
Yes, it's not odd, actually.
The shadows that lurk the ghostly talk realm of the website where we just see all these people that aren't registered, but there's a lot of them. There's a pile of them.
Well, Gray Malkin is registered. But she, yes. Yeah, most people are archive listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I listen on Monday mornings when I'm at work, so it gives me something to look forward to go to work for.
That's true.
Good. I'm glad we can do that for you.
Hi.
Did you want to speak to Kelly?
Yes, I would, if you don't mind.
You're on the air with Kelly right
Kelly,
now.
Do you mind?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Felicia. How are you? And by the way,
I did get
your email and your testimony. Thank you so much.
Good, good, good. Good.
Good!
That's now,
good.
This is positive energy. I mean, love them.
I'm feeling the angels are walking around us in the haunted basement right now as we speak, man.